Blog Talk Radio.
Cross Over Radio, tying the community together.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Toni Cartel. Thank y'all for joining us on this Freaky Freaky Friday. I want to bring you my co-host. Oh, you there? Your mic on?
Yeah, I'm here. All
right, that's what's up. Tell the people what's up. Tell the people what's up.
What's good? What's good, listeners?
All right, right. Don't sound too enthused.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm out here
what's
checking
going
out this car
with...
show tonight. I'm out here checking out this car show. Yeah,
okay, so you need to be walking around
I'm
and making
focused,
sure
I'm
people
focused,
in
did.
Yeah, but you got to make sure somebody, you know what I'm saying, tell them to, you know, call in and let us know how they feel listening to the show. You need to be recruiting some people out there.
I am, you know, at the same time checking out the festivities, but at the same time I'm getting my attention to the show tonight and stuff. Tony, let me ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
You know, like you're a female, you know, you see a guy or whatever, like, you know, and y'all catch eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of turn your head, you know. But when you give him that look back, let me ask you, do that mean like you're interested? But you hoping he
comes
to
say something? Absolutely. Right, what person do you know that you don't have no interest in them? Are you going to pay a second look? Are you going to even pay any attention to? So, yes, definitely. Go ahead and holler at him.
Yes.
But you're going to have to do that later on because we got work to
do. I was on the train today, you know what I'm saying, over in the city. You know, I be in the city a lot. And, you know, like, it kind of happened to me on it. So I was kind of like, yo, should I say something or should I not? Like, because one thing about, you know, these New Yorkers, man, they hard. You
but
know,
you, the only thing that I got, the only thing I will say to you is, don't really focus on how hard a person is, because I feel as though if it's a challenge, it's worth it. You just better make sure that's a chick. That's all I'm gonna tell you. That's my advice, and I'm done with it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I definitely checked the Adam's apple. You know, sometimes like you want to train. Like, you know, it's like a split-second decision. You don't get a lot of time because if I stop, come up next, he jump off, then you just missed out. Like, you know, but I'm gonna definitely catch the next one.
All right, I got you. I'm gonna check up on you on that one. But moving right along, tonight we got a few things to discuss. I want to talk about, get some of the listeners and the callers on the line to see where their freakiest public, what public place have they done their freakiest at, been the freakiest, gotten the freakiest at, whether it was in Pathmark parking lot, whether it was in the movie theater, wherever, whatever. I want to hear those stories. And even if you got one to share with us, by all means, let us know, whatever. And the second thing that we're going to touch bases on is inviting your spouse or your mate's friend to a threesome. So, reason why I say that last, because we got a special guest tonight. His name is Will Smith. He's written a few books. I kind of got the privilege to read a little bit of it, and I kind of got upset. Like, when I get into books like that, I get upset when I have to stop. So the little bit of the book that I did get a chance to read kind of falls in the line of this little threesome ordeal that I'm speaking of. So we're going to save that for when he comes on so we can, you know, basically go ahead and touch on that topic right there. But for right now, we can go ahead and hit that, what public place have you gotten your freakiest sex on? You got a story for us?
Like, the freakiest I got, it probably was a car.
A car?
You know,
Where was the car at?
It was kind of typical, huh?
Where was the car at?
The car been all over.
I know the car been, where was the car parked?
in whatever dark spot I could find.
Oh, my God. So you just did a random pullover?
Hey, whatever, like, you know, yeah, for real. You know what? I was at Jersey Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? I was up in Jersey Girl, partying, chilling, whatever, like, you know, you got the tip of, like, Jersey Girl was rocking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we leave Jersey Girl. So we coming back to North, like, and it was like, yo, like, between her and the show that night, like, I was just ready to go. Like, fuck that. Like, I can't wait to get back to the house and do all that. I'm like, yo, pull over. You know, we both nice. We drinking and shit. We both nice. I'm like, pull over. You know what I'm saying? Like, for what? Just pull over. Like, you know what I mean? Pull the car over. Park the car. Like, you know what I mean? I slid the seat back. Slid the seat back. You know, got comfortable. And like, yo, let's go. Like, you know, and, you know, I had a rider. So it was like, you know,
uh-huh.
It was whatever, like, you know. And the spot was, it was like North Avenue in Elizabeth. Like, you know, and it was kind of secluded. We was just like, fuck it. Like that
so when
you're
in the middle of something like that, you ain't worried about 5-0 running by or none of that good shit.
Nah,
you don't worry about that, huh?
Nah, I'm gonna deal with the consequences.
you gonna take that? Okay. You have to get you some. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll
what about
you
though?
On that.
What about you?
Okay. Whatever. All right. Long time ago, you know, back in my most single-ish days, you know, long time ago.
Last week.
I was out of state. Out of state where, you know, I did my most dirt because I went out of state a lot. So I was out of state, and around this time they had the No Limit concert. Remember No Limit Soldiers, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, they had a No Limit. So two of the dudes from the No Limit entourage, I was chopping it up with them. I was sitting in VIP with them, and we drinking or whatever the case may be. So they get into a discussion on to who can eat pussy the best. So I'm just sitting back listening to them. So I never, you know, got into the conversation with them. I'm just laughing at both of them because they basically going in on one another. So they was like, well, here go a young lady right here. Let's ask her. I was like, you can't ask me because I don't know either one of y'all like that. Now, I'm not going to say any names because I don't know their names. Maybe that's the bad part.
Right, dope.
But nevertheless, okay. So, he was like, well, we gonna find out. You ain't got to know us. We're going to find out. You will tell us which one is the best. And he was like, I was like, okay. I mean, I was, you know, real fucked up. So I was like, okay, cool. So we get in the car. They had one of the stretch limo. So he was like, get through the sunroof. And I was like, all right, cool. So I got through the sunroof. So one thing led to another. You know, pants came off. One of the passenger got in the back seat. So the other dude is still driving. So he starts doing what he do. He starts eating my pussy. So I'm like, okay. And mind you, I'm riding down the highway in the sunroof, and like I'm just freaked out. First of all, because my head is like in the opening, and what's down below is going on down below. Well, okay. So the driver, now it's his turn. So he was like, that nigga ain't doing shit. He ain't doing shit. So what he do? He pulls over in the parking lot of IHOP. So now, both of them, they got my legs spread. I'm still in the sunroof. They got my legs spread. And they've gone back and forth, simultaneously, back and forth. So needless to say, nobody was the winner, but I enjoyed myself. And that was just it. That's my freakiest encounter. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah,
nobody
was
won,
the winner?
No, nobody won.
I mean, was it equally as good or equally as bad?
They equally sucked.
Wow.
I had more fun hanging out the sunroof than anything else. So
yeah, I guess
I don't know.
They probably sucked if you ain't fall through the sunroof. Cause trust me, if it was me, you'd have fell through the fucking sunroof.
Well, everything that looked good ain't good for you, cause these dudes were some fly cats. You know, they had it going on the whole nine. But, I mean, like I said, everything that look good ain't good for you. So, yeah, down this highway, Interstate 10, Highway 10, and in the IHOP parking lot. That was long time ago. Long time ago in my early days.
What state was it?
Oh, I frequent Arizona often, so you know how that do.
It was Arizona?
You know. Yeah, it was in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget the No Limit concert. I'll never forget that one. No, I'm not. I'm a good girl now.
Yeah.
I'm a good girl now. But
they make you
I have had my moments.
Nah. They make you say,
No. But honestly, baby, because like I said, I was a wild girl. You know, I wanted to go. I told them to take me back to the club because I wasn't beat for them no more. And they was feeling some type of way because I told them that they both was ass. Like, I had no use for them. So they took me back to the club where my car was. I mean, a bitch like me, I wouldn't have took the bitch back. But nevertheless, they took me back to the club, and I was trying to see which one of the other ones I could slide to the crib real quick to finish up the job, but I wasn't feeling it. I was like, nah, I ain't about to try this no more because all of them might suck. So so I wasn't fucking with none of them niggas no more. No Limit is garbage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a crazy ass story.
That's how I went down. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, you had the two wrong people in the car.
I guess so, but you know what I'm saying? I was like, I was looking at it to where, I can't lose. You know what I'm saying? This is a win-win situation. If this one ain't no good, then this one got to, you know, he got to fill in to where this nigga, because these are two different niggas of two different calibers. So I'm like, this is a win-win situation. I'm about to have a ball. I was nice to them. I was looking at them like, get my motherfucking shorts, nigga. Get your asses out of here.
So let me ask you this, right?
Whack ass.
Like, right now, today, like, if you had to choose a place where you could get it on publicly that you haven't, where would it be?
Honestly, I want to do it where some place that I have a fear of. And what I mean is, like, I don't go, like, hell, I ain't doing no thing. I ain't say I'm suicidal or no shit. I don't want to say I want to do it before I die. I say I just want to do it for a place to have a feel. Like we have the Grand Canyon in Arizona, right? I'm not beat for being up that high. I'm not beat for being up no place that has a bottom to where, though, like, the next, when you fall, by the time you land, it's going to be the next day. I'm not beat for being up there. So when I went to Arizona, I never went to the Grand Canyon because, again, I'm not beat. Now, that's a fear of mine. Another fear is my own is a large body of water. So that's why I don't go on cruises, because I'm not that thirsty. I can't drink all that water. So why am I on this water? And who the hell is holding me up? So, and I mean, with the right person, if they could kind of ease me and calm me down, I probably would go and just try to enjoy myself. But I want to accomplish that wild ass kinky shit someplace that I am terrified. And it will probably be like on a mountain or some shit outside, and I'm going hiking or some shit that I've never done. You know what I'm saying? Kind of step out of my box a little bit. Some shit that I've never done, going hiking, and I ain't waiting until it gets dark. I want it to be broad daylight, so just in case Amanda and Billy come walking by with their backpacks and their kid and all that. You know how they put the kids in the backpack and shit? Yeah, I want them to see all of that.
So you could jump out the plane and y'all could meet in midair and get it in and then
let me tell you something, Dunn.
That's some wild shit. That's some wild shit though, right?
Dunn.
I'm gonna do that.
Your girl's not jumping out of no plane.
But I'm not doing it.
I'm
gonna jump out the plane. She's gonna jump out the plane. We're gonna meet halfway in there. We're gonna get it in before we shoot the parachutes out. Like,
okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
Hopefully,
just make sure when you jump, your ass be here on time for the next show. If you ain't on time, I'm already knowing that they making arrangements for whatever piece of your body they found.
I'm not jumping
out no plane.
I'm gonna land first on my back, and she's gonna come down on top. Like that's how we gonna work that out.
It's gonna be a twofer.
For real, like
no,
I'm gonna do that.
I'm not with it at all.
Nah, yo, for real though, like I wanna have sex on a New York City train during rush hour.
Okay.
Like I wanna find somebody that's that wild.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That sounds
like,
exciting.
Yeah, you know, you got the corporate America people on the train with their briefcases and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? They gonna be looking like, well, fuck, my wife can't do this. Like, you know, they gonna be mad. Like that, yo, that's some real live, wild, freaky shit right there.
Right, I'm with that. That sounds exciting.
So go
to New York. We just gonna be a random getting on the bus and we just go to start fucking, huh?
Yeah. Where are you going?
Okay.
We get on the 4 train, the 2 train, whatever them numbers be.
All right. Well, somebody wanna share one of their freaky stories with us. Let's get this caller in. 973-517. What's your name?
Good evening, Alicia Gibbs. I just want y'all to reach out to so far because I don't.
I'm having a hard time understanding you, Ma. Say it again.
Okay.
I just want to know, what did y'all say so far? Because I just got on. I don't know. Did someone just say a plane or something? I'm late.
Okay. I was just expressing how he wants. We're talking about, like, the wildest public place.
No, I understand that. I want to know, so I want to hear the answers.
He was saying that he wants to do a skydiving. That's the plane part that he said.
Okay.
He wants to do skydiving, however that's supposed to work out. I don't know. Oh, you care to elaborate on that one to make sense of that to her?
Yeah, like, I mean, we on the plane, we strip, except for everything except the parachute. We jump out, you know, we get close, we do our thing in the air, we shoot the parachute before we hit the ground because we don't want to kill ourselves, you know, and hopefully, I'm going to land first on my back, and she's going to land right after me, on me. Mm.
Interesting. I never heard that, but I do want to do it on the plane. I always said it. I don't know. I just feel like it's something about doing it. Just period. I don't care in my seat, whatever. It's just something about. I just feel like it's something about me having the orgasm all the way up there in the sky. Like,
and you know what? I agree with you 110% because I've always thought of that too. But I was always under the impression that that was something that so many people had done before. So I was like, okay, I want to step out the box a little bit, and I want to try something that somebody has never done before. But I, too, have wanted to do that. I've wanted to do that, and I wasn't really feeling going in the bathroom because that's like a real tight close thing. You know, bathrooms
too tight.
Is typically nasty.
It's too
tight. I want to do it right there, like in the road, like right there next to the dude in the suit, right there.
Exactly.
Right there.
Yeah, like just do it. I want to do it on the food cart when they come out with the drink. I want to get on top of the cart, and I want to do it on the cart. Like, and they could push us down the aisle, so, like, it would be like a real loud show, like, and they can order their drinks and stuff, like, just make sure you reach under us. Like, I want to do some wild shit.
Like, help a hand out the ice and shit.
Yeah.
I want to try a glass elevator, something, I don't know, it just excites me.
Oh, that's hot.
You want to do it in
a glass. I don't care. If people could see me, I put a show on, I'm with it.
I know that shit, right? I know that. Damn, I ain't never thought of that one before. You giving me some ideas. Damn, okay, glass elevator. So how often can you run into a place that has a glass elevator? Where you can find one?
I don't know, but like when I see one, even the casino, I think about it all the time. Like, I'm like, wow, I just want to do it right here.
Wow. Yes, that's hot. I'm feeling that one. Oh, you down with the glass elevator? You pretty much down with whatever. You want to fucking fall out the sky like twinkle, twinkle, little star and shit. Like, I still don't figure out how you going to work that one out. But, okay. Yeah, the glass elevator in the airplane. That's a good one. Anywhere else?
Did y'all ever play the red light game in the car?
What's
time
that?
You had the red light? Oh, I do it. It's so much fun. I just love being in the car.
Operate.
All right, so every time you know, you driving, every time you get at the red light, you just have to get it in, period. And no matter what, so every time you get at the red light, you're doing it. And it's funny because if the car is next to you, you know they looking.
Yeah.
So, it happened to me a few times, and I'm like, oh, well, let them just look. But then some of them enjoying it too much, so I end up running the red light. So sometimes you might have to run the red light.
Oh.
But it's fun because, like me, all my cars I get, I always have a sunroof. So, look, you stand up outside the sunroof. So, it's cool.
When you at the red light and the light turn green, do you stop until you get to the next red light?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you have to stop.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you don't have to, but I stop and go to the next red light.
Okay.
But it's just fun.
It's different. Huh?
I said, it may sound better than a drop top.
Oh, wow.
I don't have one, shoe. I never had one.
I know that's right.
Okay, you can rent one.
You right.
I like that. All right, you got some good ideas. You definitely got my wheels in motion.
Another thing, what is my idea for still on the trunk of a car? Like, just fuck it. Couldn't make it upstairs. Coming from the club, whatever, drunk, like, yo, I'm ready right now. Like, yo, let's wait till we get upstairs. No, the elevator's too slow. And it's too far to walk up. we went on the trunk of the car outside.
I did it before outside, on the trunk of the car. It was it's like on the way going up to Livingston Mall. What's that little, I can't think of the name of it. Shit, I can't think of the name of it. But
what,
it was like,
Jazz?
Like a little, all the way up there, like going like up there towards Livingston Mall. But it was some type of little park, recreation type park deal, overlook or some type of shit. We went up in there on the pretense of talking. We were supposed to be discussing something. And yeah, that discussion went out the window. And next thing you know, it started raining. And I think when it started raining, like, that was the illest shit to me. It gave me, like, power pellets or some shit. It just got real crazy out there. It got real crazy. We was dirty and muddy than a motherfucker.
Yo, you know what? I always wanted to do, like, okay, I ain't you doing detail, but, like, you know how, like, you got them scenes where, like dude come in the office to fix something, and then you got the late-night worker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and it's like, yo, like, that's that shit I'm waiting for. You know, like,
what
I want
what
that.
What about in the public pool?
In the public pool? That's old. That's
I don't
old.
Know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, ain't no that's a female issue because ain't no chlorine getting up in me.
You see, you trifling. So, that's real trifling.
Yeah,
I need you to take all of us into consideration.
The pool scene.
But you think
over.
About it, what's gonna get up there is gonna get up there anyway if you're in the pool.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we doing that in JFK, in 885.
Oh wow. Okay.
I never made it over to Rotunda.
You had plans though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo, I was a traveler.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Carla. I do appreciate your input. I really do. I'm definitely going to keep that in my mental Rolodex because I'm gonna have to try definitely that red light game. But we
okay,
gotta go ahead
more,
and get out of
one more question before I go though. Did y'all ever go to a swingers spot?
A swingers?
Yes, like, you know, where everybody just doing it, that's it.
Yeah, I've been in one of those.
Okay,
too,
I've been twice in ATL.
Oh wow. Yeah, it's pretty much it's
but
it's
I didn't
work.
Do anything. I was scared that everybody was coming up to me wanna do it to me. I'm like, they're like, well, what you here for? I said, I'm just watching.
Now, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Alethea Gibbs from Jersey, but I'm just saying I travel, so I have, you know, I know people all over, and that's how they introduce me to them, but I'm like, wow, I don't even know, you know, the spots out in Jersey that have it, but I was told in New York they have a lot of spots like that, but I'm like, that's deep. I'm just saying, like, my first time there,
it's serious.
It's like
they got a lot of clubs.
It's serious. But
go ahead, y'all. I'm going to just listen. Go ahead.
All right. Let me go ahead. Key Styles wants you to inbox her the rest of the story so we can go ahead and finish that up because, I got one of those stories too. But nevertheless, let me go ahead and get this special guest on. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Good night.
All righty. Good night. Oh, you been to the Swingers?
Huh?
You been to the Swingers Club?
Nah, that's...
Damn. All right, let's go ahead and bring author.
You want to go with me?
Our special guest on. Let's bring the special guest on. We have Will Smith. He's the author of a few books, and I'll let him further explain so we can get the most accurate details from him. And as I stated earlier, we're going to discuss on the inviting a friend, a mutual friend to a threesome with your significant other or spouse or mate or however you want to put it. Guess, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you? I'm Tony Cartel, and my co-host is Old Dunn. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
All right.
You're great. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, so can you care to just give us a little feedback on your background and let us know what you have going on with yourself and your books and stuff. I got a tip of your book, got a chance to read a little bit of it, and I was kind of mad when I had to walk away from it, so it's pretty juicy. So give us some information about you. it has my mind going, but go ahead.
Well, I'm from Chicago. 45 years old. Been in the streets almost all my life. Decided to change my life a few years back. Started writing. That book that the scene that I gave you takes me like 40 days to write a novel.
Okay.
And that's just the basis of it. That particular novel is a very erotic thriller.
Yeah,
a lot of drama,
is.
A lot of plots.
Mm.
And
do you have a name for it? What's the name of the book?
Oh, the book is called Mind Blowing Click.
Okay.
It's about seven females that comes into their true nature and they kill us. But they're very beautiful, and my aspect on a woman, this is me. So guys, whoever, a woman is really the true genius behind a lot of shit. And when they truly say every good man is a good woman behind them, they ain't lying. And I wrote it the way I see life and the way I know
right.
what a woman can get a man into. So that's how you got the mind blowing click. They seven beautiful women and they kill us.
You better believe it. I'm with it already. Oh, so where can I get one of these? Get this book. I'm gonna start right here. I'm not gonna take giant steps. I'm gonna take baby steps. Where can I get mind blowing clicks from? Where's that? Amazon.
All you gotta do is no. You gotta go to lavishlife88.com. That's who I'm signed with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the publishing company. Click it on. Find Mind Blowing Click by Shoutown Will Smith. And I almost guarantee you, you would not be disappointed. And if you can't even put my book down, I did something wrong.
But let me tell you something. From the little bit I've read that you sent over to us, yeah, I strongly agree with that. Like, I'm instead of that wild-ass reality / you know, we have to make reality sort of fiction, so to speak,
yeah,
in the public eye. But we all know that that's our average everyday life type deal that we see and we deal with every day. So I call it reality / fiction. I'm with all of that. I've read many books that way. And to see this one story that I followed, and I followed every volume that this person has made, but the little bit that I have read from your book, it's like kind of trumping that. So I'm like, okay, I'm definitely interested. And I really want to read more about that. Like, what inspired you? Is it some life event that you came across inspired you to write it?
Okay, this was truly inspired me. I was locked up. You know, I read so many books. And each time I read one, I can tell you what's going to happen in it before it even happened.
Yeah,
the plots was almost too much the same. And like I said, I was locked up. So when I'm reading an erotic book, and I'm like, what the fuck, that's it? You know? it got to be more. You know?
Right,
I'll be honest
exactly
with you. I want to finish doing my thing. You know? I'm like, shit, I got to go read
exactly
the page over here. So,
right, exactly.
So that's what, and then what brought it to reality, I mean, is, I've been through that. I mean, it's not a sex scene in there that I haven't done. So I know the true action of it, and I really know when it's mind-blowing. So that's where that came from.
Okay. So And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because I was trying to figure out a way to kind of slide this part in there. But I'm glad you said that. So let's talk about the part that I have read. Are you Anthony?
No, I'm not Anthony.
You're not Anthony. Okay.
No, I'm not Anthony.
Do you know Anthony?
They finna kill Anthony.
Don't tell me. Why you gotta tell me?
I'm sorry.
Don't tell me.
I'm sorry.
Oh man, you ruined it all for me. They about to offer
I'm
this
sorry
thing. Okay. Okay. Right. So okay. Just
I'm
briefly for the ones that don't know. Just go over that whole scene with Anthony, Jasmine, and Kim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That
but
scene,
don't tell the story.
okay. That scene is it's a threesome. It's what every man wants. Or what every man don't get, but it's what every man wants. It's telling a story about how a woman can use her sex appeal to make any man drop their guard.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the book, if you want to know who I am, if you read it, I'm Big Phil.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. So that's where that came from.
So now I got other questions because you done told me the whole thing about what they getting ready to do to old boy. So now I want to ask more questions, but I'm scared I'm going to just end up having you tell me the book. So I don't think I'm going to touch that topic right there. Oh, you got any questions for Will?
You can ask any question. I would not tell you the book. That was the only one I'd give away, but other than that, ask anything.
I mean,
But see, now I want to know why they going to kill him. Like, what he do? Is he, like, one of the big ballers? Like, what he do?
Tony,
because from what I read, they putting it on old boy. They really putting it on old boy. And I had the thing about it, I had a savage-ass team like that once upon a time, like long, 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 long time ago.
Okay.
And I had some cutthroat bitches with me. But, I mean, long, 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 long time ago that, you know, just keep in mind, long time ago. Okay. So, I know how that can be. So I need to know, like, is this nigga, like, kingpin status? Or because it's not personal. I can feel that it's not personal. It's just business. Like, this is what we have to do. And when it's a business in a chick's mind, and when it comes to a chick and on a sexual level, when it's a business, like, okay, I'm going to explain it to you like this. There's a difference between fucking for business and fucking for pleasure. You do it, for pleasure, your emotions is attached, right? For business, it's just a conquer and destroy type deal. You understand what I'm saying? I'm here to prove a point. I'm here to do something. I'm here to get a job done. I gotta get this nigga to a certain point to where, though, what I initially came for can be succeeded.
Okay.
So that's what him.
Tony, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Could the business part be pulled into pleasure? Like, yo, I'm going to this for business.
Never.
But
never.
This motherfucker is, like, outrageous.
Never.
So it turned into pleasure?
Never.
If that happens, she a weak-ass woman.
Right. Never. And you dead her immediately. You dead her immediately because she's not fit for the team. You dead her immediately. She's not fit for your type of your cloth that you have spread it out to, as though you need some real, like I said, you need some cutthroat ass bitches on a team. You never mix business with pleasure. Do you see a drug dealer? You might see drug dealers fucking a crackhead or somebody that they sell dope to, but they don't love her. It's no different. No different whatsoever. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is. Long, 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 long time ago. Long, 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 long time ago. Tony, what? Tony, what?
You still carry those traits.
Let me break it down to you, Tony. Tony Cartel. Tony Cartel. I'm gonna keep it as funky as I possibly can with you. Tony Cartel is a piece of work. She's a character in anybody's story. She's anybody's worst nightmare. She's anybody's hitter. She's whatever. That is who Tony Cartel is. Now, Nyree is the mother. Nyree is the loving individual. Nyree is once upon a time was somebody's wife. Nyree is the sweet one. That's who that is. Now, Tony Cartel, that's the one we don't want to fuck with. You never
that's
know what her
meet.
You never know what
I'm,
her
I'm
mental
good.
Is.
I'm ready to see Tony.
You ready to see Tony?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got to sign your own death certificate, bro. You got to sign your own death certificate.
Fuck it. We can sit down and read the book, and whatever happens after we've done in the last page, then that's just what it is.
Well, we gonna call Will up and tell him this the sequel.
That's right. I'm going to keep enticing Tony. I'm going to keep pushing it.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah.
You hit it, well, too, Will.
I can tell you this, brother. I can tell you this right here. If you got a woman and she's sitting down reading my book next to you, don't worry. You finna get lucky.
Don't worry. Cause you
Boom.
Don't worry. Oh, did you
That's
not did you
luck.
Not get your little handout? You didn't get the script?
I got it. That's why I'm trying to get Tony to read the book next to me.
I read it. See, here's the thing. You want Tony to read it or you want Tony to read it?
I want Tony to read it next to me.
You want Tony to read it next to you. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Pick your own poison. Like they say, pour your own liquor, you pick your own poison.
Whatever it is, you know, bring it to me.
I'm getting ready to bring it to you. I'm getting ready to read it right now, right next to you. Where are we going to start at? Let me see where I want to start at. I don't even know what part is the best to get started. Man, listen.
You can start from page
okay.
one.
I'm going to start with Anthony's bedroom was big as hell, and that's where Kim started stripping for him while Jasmine undressed him. You with me so far?
Hey, I'm following.
Oh, okay. And that's also where he found out Kim wasn't wearing a bra either. Kim stood there twirling her hips in her fuck me heels. I got some of those. Got quite a few pair of those. With the longest nipples.
Come on.
You let me have them sit around my neck like gym shoes. All right, I got you.
Hey. However you going to bring them, you can bring them. Listen, you can bring them on your feet, you can bring them around your neck. I don't care, just bring them.
Listen to you. Okay, anyway. Me and Will, we talking right now because he about to take me there. That's what I want you to do, Will. I need you to take me there. I need you to make me feel like I'm sitting in a room with Jasmine, Kim, and Anthony. That's why I need you to take me there. I need you just to, you know, I want to be a fly on the wall, so to speak. So Jasmine is undressing him, and that's also where Kim found out. He found out Kim wasn't wearing a bra. Kim stood there, she twirling her hips in her fuck'em heels with the longest nipples he had ever seen. Pause. Why she had to have long nipples?
Because
is that like something that's a turn on?
That's a turn on, like a muscle. When a woman got like a cup titties. And the nipples is just humongous. That shit is a turn on to me.
Oh, goodness. I've never heard that one before. I'm going to skip
God.
Down because this bitch, she got like piercings and shit. Hold on, I got to find that part. Anthony noticed that her pussy was shaved clean, cleaner than a baby's ass. And then what really got him charged was when she pulled her pussy lips apart and he saw the diamond hoop earrings in each pussy lip. Oh, my goodness. Take me there.
Oh, man. That's some sexual shit because anytime you're going in and out of woman, when she got them rings, it's always hitting her clit. It's always another feeling that you just can't get nowhere.
Oh, okay. I mean, I just need to know because to each his own. I'm not into chicks, but okay. So
not
I just
at
need
all,
to know. No, no. Is that surprising to you?
It was wishful thinking.
Oh, well, good luck with that. Now, Jasmine took off her clothes and stood over his face, letting him look at her pussy lips spread when she brought her pussy down to his mouth. And his first lick showed him just how wet she really was. Okay, I have a question. This is what I was wondering when I was reading it earlier. Now, both of these chicks, is either one of these chicks like his main chick?
No, the mind-blowing click. He just met them
they
at the bar.
They just random. I didn't know that part. Okay. They met him at the bar. All right, so let's go down.
And Jasmine is a squirter.
Jasmine is a squirter?
She's a squirter.
Oh. You like that, O? Because I can squirt. I can do that. I can make it happen for you.
It's, yeah.
Wow.
It's,
Squirt and Fuck Me Hills on the train.
Squirt on the Ooh. Fuck Me Hills on the train. That's what I want you to do.
All right.
Squirting is a real thing. Like, you know, I've got, you know, females to do it, you know, a few times, and it was like, you know, like, the funny thing was, like, when I got them to do it, it was their first time doing it. So, like, they were shocked, and I'm gonna be like, I'm a student. You know, I do my research. I already know what it is. So when it happened, I knew what it was. But the funny thing was to see them, like trip out over it. Like, hey, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? I'm sitting there bugging because I already know what they're doing. Like, you know, they thought they was peeing on themselves. Like, nah, you fucking squirting.
Nah, you know? I thought that shit was, like, the most fascinating shit in the world.
That shit feels to them. Man, just like we know when we peeing and when we nothing. They know they ain't peeing.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That shit is just like somebody had a plug all the way at, like, towards your throat area, and just somebody just snatched it and just everything oozed out all at one time. It's just wonderful. It's like the most epic shit in the world. It really is.
When you say you got a girl to come and when you got an orgasm, it's really two different things.
Two different things. It is. It really is.
Definitely. Cause yo, when you get an orgasm, yo, you could get up, go use the bathroom, and they still be there, you know, in their little zone, like fucking shaking and shit. Like, you come back, are you finished? You know, like I done had women do it all. So, you know, like, that's when men get shit confused. You know, whether they got on a nut, squirt, orgasm, whatever. Like, you know, for me, I'm always trying to hit the max. I'm always trying to hit the max.
So Will, let me ask you this. Like, because that's one of our topics, like, do you have, like, a threesome story that's, like, your wildest, most craziest moments that you want to share with us?
The craziest one I used that was when I was first introduced to the ice cubes.
To the who?
Ice cubes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tony, you
know
ice cubes
cube.
Didn't stop it.
Huh? I had to make sure he wasn't talking about rap or nothing. I had a blind moment for a minute. I'm back in the hood. Ice cubes, go ahead. I'm with
ice
you.
Cube. Talking about boys in the hood. Or Friday. Talking about ice cubes.
I'm with you. Go ahead. You was introduced to the ice cubes. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was the most mind-blowing is one that I even still think about. I mean, I wrote about it to this day. I mean, because I had two of the girls. One was white and one was an Indian. And the Indian girl, they both was giving me head at the same time. But one was at the top and the ice cubes was at the bottom. And when I thought when she put it in her mouth, I thought my shit was going to start freezing. But that was a sensation that I'll never forget. That
it made the nut shrivel up.
No, not the way she was doing it. No, hell no.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
I think somebody got a question or two to ask one of us, and mainly you, Will. So let's go ahead and get the call on the line. 973-280. What's your question, comment, or concern?
Yo, what up? This your boy Freak Malik, man. Right.
What?
Right.
What up, Freak Malik?
Topic,
how you?
Man?
Yeah. Right now we're talking to Will Smith. He's an author. He's wrote some freaky. We're talking about one of these freaky ass novels that he wrote. We got a chance to get a sneak peek of, and we're just talking about this threesome thing. And he was telling about his experience with ice cubes and all types of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the rapper, the
it.
Actual ice cubes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I got to make
yeah.
sure I explain that to everybody.
Yeah, you were kind of lost. I heard it.
No. way. He was talking about that, and, you know, we were talking about threesomes because two of the chicks in the it's like a cutthroat team that he got in his book, and they basically giving it to the dude Anthony in the book, whatever the case may be, and, you know, whatever. I can't tell you the ending of the story that he going to get killed, but I'm not going to say that. So, you know, because it was just brought out the bag for me, like, unexpectedly, and I'm upset about it. But nevertheless, I was just asking him, like, what's kind of like the wildest threesome that he's ever had, you know, the kinkiest time, the kinkiest spot. And you can also touch bases on the public place. What public place have you gotten the freakiest at frequently? Because, you know, we know you was a wild boy. You do some wild things.
Nah, you know, we talking about threesomes, though, right? Like, you feel me? Like... Like, you know, I gotta give my shout outs first, though. You feel me? Like, I know she probably ain't listening, though, but shout out to Shirley down in Alabama. You feel me? Like, this, like, she put that threesome together for me, though. Like, I did some bullshit, though. Like, you feel me? I kind of hated on my brother, though. You know what I'm saying? Cause it was like I had a New Year's party down in Alabama and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had them popping on them X pills and shit, you know what I mean? So, like, everybody, we all fucked up. The party over with. Police came into my apartment and shit. Ran everybody up out of there and shit. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, the girl Shirley and shit that I work with, she had two of her little chicks with her and shit. So, you know the shit. Everybody left. They stayed behind and shit. Like, I'm in that bitch. I'm fucking all three. I literally had all three of them, like, bend over doggy style on my sofa, yo. Like, I'm really, like, just hitting. I'm hitting all of them. Like, I'm going down the line, bro. Like, I'm going down the line, man. I'm just, like hitting. Yo, I hear my brother. I was fucking one of the bitches. I was hitting from one of the bitches. I was hitting from the back, right? And the other bitch, she was eating the other bitch out. So now the other bitch is left out. This bitch going to be like, yo, we need another nigga in here. We need another dick in here. I hear my brother knocking on the door. But I'm like, nah, fuck this shit, bro. I got three holes, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean? My brother Tommy was mad as hell. That shit though, but yeah, Shirley, man, she put that shit together though. Like, yo, look, yo, I'm fucking all these bitches, bro. I'm fuck all three of them bitches. You know, like I said, it was on the Mallies and shit. I mean, X pills. They fucked up, bro. Like, real talk, yo. I wake up the next morning, bro. Like, two bitches, you know what I'm saying? Two bitches in the bed with me. Another bitch on the motherfucking couch and shit, but. I woke one of the bitches up and stuck her in the closet, bro. I had to walk in the closet to my bed. I'm fucking this bitch, yo. I'm fucking this bitch in the closet on my closet floor. The other bitch woke up, yo, jumped right on the nigga, dog. Like, I'm like, that was my best threesome, bro.
Hey, yo. Hey, bro. Look, what was your public sex story? Like, in public?
Oh, hey, yo, hey, E might not be missing. You know I got shot, nigga, out, you know what I'm saying, shit. Hey, shout out to my nigga. Y'all know Eric. Y'all know E from Avon, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook. So, E going all in. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I had this shout out to Tanya, you know what I'm saying? Tanya Barnes, she on the book, too. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, another one, had it in the club, took it outside the club, took it to my man, shout out to my nigga Sparks. Took her to Sparks' house and shit, right? I'm hitting this bitch on the side of the house, bro. I'm hitting this bitch on the side of the house, yo. Like, yo, this bitch holding the fence. I'm hitting this bitch from the back, bro. Like, I'm busting this bitch ass and shit, right? So now I put the bitch in the truck. The bitch in the truck, butt-ass naked. You know what I'm saying? Eat truck. The nigga eat. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I tell this nigga, I'm like, yo, do you, my nigga? And the nigga Lefty, he on the book, too. Niggas was scared as hell, bro. No, matter of fact, Lefty jumped in the truck. That nigga jumped in the truck trying to eat the pussy, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Malik, I got a message for you. Keith Styles said you out there Bill Cosby and bitches.
I'm saying, no, I ain't give no shit to them bitches, though. Them bitches came to the party already killed, though. So look, like, them bitches, them three bitches, like I said, yo, I had a little New Year's party and shit. So when the bitch told me she was on a fucking ex, you know the shit, I'm like, oh, all right. I made sure the bitch wasn't going nowhere, and I made sure other niggas ain't know she was on the ex. You know, because them niggas were trying to get the bitch up out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you a selfish ass Bill Cosby ass nigga.
So I kept the bitch short to myself. You know what I mean? Like, You know what I'm saying? And shit. Yeah, Shirley. I miss Shirley, though.
Like, I miss Shirley.
Like, real tough. Yeah,
long,
like,
as you, long as you watched out for them hoes, you know what I'm saying? Kept them real safe and secure, you know. You
oh, yeah, yeah,
job.
My brother. Yeah, my brother mad at me, too. He talk about that shit all the time, man. He'll get over the shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's terrible. That's terrible. Well, we thank you for sharing your story, Malik. We can always count on you. Like I tell you, every week we always count on the wild-ass stories from you.
Yeah, you know.
Thanks
you
for
know.
Calling us, hollering at us for a minute.
All right, well, y'all be safe, man.
You too, babe. Well, Will, welcome to Freaky
yes.
Friday.
Yes.
It goes down. It goes down. Definitely. But I want you to go ahead and spread that website again. So for those that are listening, we can all go on that website and get the book again, because I'm definitely
Man.
Going to see if I can get my copy.
Okay, lavishlife88.com. My author, Chi-Town Will Smith. My book is Mind-Blowing Click. And if you want to get real gangsters, you get Urban Millionaires.
Okay, so those are two books that you've written.
Yeah, I put two of them down at once.
Okay, so how new are they?
They both came out in the May.
Oh yeah, these are babies. Okay, that's cool. So I
just
mean, you
out.
On are you on our group, Freaky Friday group?
Am I on y'all group?
Yeah.
Unless you put me on there.
Well, we're going to have to see if we can't get you in that group so you can go ahead and plaster that out there. Let all our, you know, everybody in the group and our listeners and callers get familiar with you so we can get you some more people out there that's going to definitely support you. Wow, this is that's really, really new. So how often, I mean, like, when are you planning on something else? Is there going to be a part two to Mind Blowing Clicks? Like, how is this going to work?
The only way
because
it's
I,
be
I mean,
a
being that you told me, being that you told me what's going to happen to Anthony, you know, it's going to be something at the end, whereas I'm like, damn, what the fuck is going to happen next? So I need to know if you're going to leave me hanging.
Do you really think I just gave you one scene? I mean, it's over 50 scenes in there. I ain't even let you wet your beak yet.
All right. Okay. Tony Cartel, I'm going to need you to go ahead on Facebook. Tony Cartel, leave me everything in there, and I'm going to get it all out there. I'm going to plaster it or go to Key Styles. You leave her the information. Matter of fact, you already have that. It should be up on your computer screen right now. You put all your information in there. We're getting ready to put it out there. I'm going to get this book, and I need to have some contact information for you, because if I am left hanging at the end of this book, I'm coming for you.
Here's the whole thing with the end of this book. It's up to my audience. If the audience say right again, I throw part two. They don't.
Right.
If they like the way it ends, I'm gonna leave it that way. But I'm gonna tell you this here. You're gonna want part two.
All right. Well, long as you know that I'm gonna be looking for part two, and make sure you put Tony Cartel in that book.
Tony Cartel in there.
Tony Cartel.
If you gave
there.
Me some information about you. I write you in so cold blooded. Let me tell you, I write you in. You can just give me 5% of you, and when I'm finished, you'll think I knew you all your life.
You really ready for that?
I'm ready. Is you ready?
Let's get it.
All right, you got my
let's
info. Do I need to go turn my computer on for anything?
All you got to do is join the group, get Key Styles. I definitely want you to jot it down for everybody, the email again in her inbox, so we can start plastering it all over and go ahead and share it with different groups that we have and different individuals that we're linked up with. So I definitely want you to go ahead and just hit that, just in case somebody didn't catch it or don't have the correct spelling of it. So I definitely need you to do that. If you like, Ozone and myself. Yeah, just throw that in Key Styles inbox and any contact information, anything else. Even later on down the road, if there's something else that you want us to go ahead and support you on, let us know. We'd be more than happy to do it.
Okay, that'll be in Key Styles information, and Key Styles got all the other information. My direct contact, to call me directly, so that is not a problem.
Okay, that's what's up. And you spell Tony with an I, not a Y? That is I. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Okay.
Oh, done.
Okay, Tony.
Give him your information so he can hit you up if need be. All friends are invited.
Tony,
you can hit up my email, ohuntsr@gmail.com. I'm on
Facebook.
Hold
on, I'm turning on the computer. I'm going to just do it right now.
So, all right. I'm on Instagram, The Real Old Dunn.
Yeah, we on Lavish Life Entertainment is on Instagram, but I'm personally not. Give me one second. Hey, Tony, you never finished reading the whole thing.
I know. I'm trying to get back to it.
Yeah, we about to finish reading and act it out.
I'm not fucking with. I'm stupid as hell.
What we need?
Let me make sure we got. Let me make sure I have enough time. I don't want to get into the juicy part, and we don't have enough time. Okay, hold on. So I think we got a little bit more time to go. So let me see if I can get back to where it was. I don't have much of it, but I do have some. Hold on.
Okay.
Bear with me, guys.
Okay.
Tony, what you looking for? What you looking for?
I'm trying to get back to the story.
Okay. It's Tony Cartello. I don't got a turn. It's a Tony Cartello. How we spelling this?
T-O-N-I is the first name. Cartel is C-A-R-T-E-L.
I got two L's. Okay. Potty engineer at Mobile Toilet Sanitation.
That's me. That's me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we stopped. Okay.
It's just been sent. And what's yours, bro?
My email?
Facebook.
My Facebook, I'm up there as Omar Hunt. O-M-A-R-H-U-N-T.
Wait a minute. O-M-A-R?
Yeah, H-U-N-T.
Omar Hunt.
And my Instagram is the Real Old Dunn.
I don't got Instagram at all, so.
Okay.
Key Styles is a mutual friend, Omar Hunt.
Yeah, you can look me up through her page.
Got you. Just hit you.
All right, let's see. Diamond out. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you fast. Tony.
I'm on my game. Okay, Kim wanted to put Anthony in a trance as her hand started traveling further down. See, every time I get a prop, my story moves. Hold on. Okay. Let me go back.
I need you to read up.
Huh? You need me to do what?
I said I need you to read up.
I'm trying to get to it. I'm going to just start from here. His eyes followed her down over her well-toned stomach as he noticed the big-ass diamond that was in her navel when her hand stopped moving across her body. Kim wanted to put Anthony in a trance as her hand started traveling further down. And that's when he noticed her pussy was shaved clean as a baby's ass. But what really got him charged was when she pulled her pussy lips. Hold on. It keeps moving, y'all. I'm sorry.
We're listening.
Okay. His pussy lips. His dick jumped in Jasmine's hand. And when she took his dick down her throat and came up, a rubber was on his dick. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy ain't in there. Okay, Jasmine Mouth. I love it. Y'all making me lose. Hold on, hold on. Okay, Jasmine's mouth felt so good. Anthony didn't even know a rubber was on his dick. Until Kim told her to move. Kim stood on the bed in her heels directly above his dick and squatted down, letting his dick slide in her. In her while she rolled her hips and squeezed his dick with her pussy muscles. She put her hands on his stomach and started bouncing up and down on his dick while Jasmine took off her clothes and stood. Yeah, that's what I left off before. Stood over his face, letting him look at her pussy lips spread. When she brought her pussy down to his mouth and his first lick showed him just how wet she really was. He didn't think eating her pussy could get any wetter, but he kept licking that motherfucker while Kim rolled the shit out of his dick. Anthony ran his tongue across Jasmine's asshole and made her shiver and grind into his face even harder. Anthony thanked God he was full of diesel because he knew if he wasn't, he would have been, he'd been a busted, not, what? He wasn't, he would have been busted a nut the way that they was putting it on him. Hold on, let me go down a little bit further. He felt Jasmine pumping more frantically and started sucking on her pussy lips, making her cum. And when she came, so much cum came out of her, he thought she was peeing, and he still didn't give a fuck. Oh, he didn't know that she was a squirter. Okay, got you. He just kept on licking, making whatever it was last even longer. Anthony didn't stop until Jasmine pulled her pussy away from his mouth. Okay, but when she did, he watched as Kim rolled his dick like she was trying to win a marathon and sweat dripped down her chest and onto his chest. Kim finished riding his dick, She pulled it out and placed it in her asshole and let Anthony watch as it disappeared deeper and deeper up her ass. Kim leaned back so she could watch as his dick disappeared up in her ass, then back out as her ass, oh my goodness, muscles grabbed and released. Anthony watched as her pussy. I got one. Anthony got one. Watched as her. Shut up. I'm interested in this. Yes. I ain't even remembering y'all on the phone no more, on the line no more. Hold on. Okay. Anthony watched as her pussy opened and closed as his dick went in and out her ass. He grabbed her leg so he can help bury his dick in as deep as he could, as he could go inside her ass while she finger fucked herself. And once they both came, she slid his dick out her ass. Hold on, I gotta go down some more. Hold on. See, it'd be different if I had the book in front of me.
That was like 88.
I done lost my damn spot. Oh,
yeah, because you need a cigarette.
I got one. You shut up.
Go light it. Go light the cigarette.
Wait a minute. I think I got a
spot. Yeah, just smoke a little.
And was amazed to see that it was still hard. So she took the rubber off and put another one on with her mouth and started deep throating his dick like his shit belonged there. Jasmine told Kim she wanted to feel his dick. I don't want to read this to y'all no more. I need to read this by myself.
Yeah. We know.
Feet inside her. So shut up. So Kim sucked his dick down her throat a few more times, then let it pop out of her mouth. Jasmine wanted it standing up, so when Anthony got behind her, she bent over. He seen the tattoo of a big-ass spider on a web with three small spiders and thought the shit looked, hold on, good as hell while he was driving his dick into her. Jasmine had some tight-ass pussy, and he couldn't hold back any longer. So he started driving into her pussy, hoping he could make her come before he bust his nut, and his shit was already there. So he gave in one more stroke and stood But Jasmine, hold on. Kept going, trying to get her nut before his shit got soft. But Anthony pulled. See, this is not working. Anthony pulled his dick out because he was getting that tingling sensation in his dick, and he wanted to see his nut on her back as he ripped off the rubber and emptied his balls. Oh, wow, what a way to put it. Anthony told him they was the first to make him nut so fast while he was dropped up. Hold on. It moved.
Doped up.
Hold on. I lost it. Oh, shit. It done went all the way back to the damn beginning. Oh, shit. I ain't gonna keep trying to damn. Okay, Anthony told him. I'm going just to read here. Kim played dumb, like she didn't know what he was talking about, and said she wanted to know exactly what he was on. Aunt reached under the bed and pulled out a plate with a lot of powder on it and made the big ass line and tooted him. Oh my goodness. And then passed the plate. Oh, God, it left again. Ooh, go back. I want to know what's on his mind. Hold on.
Heron.
Shut up.
I'm telling you what dope is.
I want to know why he think he could just invite somebody to do some shit because that's what he on.
Well, just let it go. Paula's trying to get the full effect.
They
ain't just reading. She's reading slowly and passionately.
They wanted to try to. Kim, Jasmine, and Kim. Oh, okay, it cuts off after here. Okay, so this is the last paragraph, then mine's cut off. Jasmine and Kim looked at the shit and said, no thanks, as Kim went into her purse and pulled out, what is Optimals, in a quarter bag of Dro and rolled up. That's all I have.
Optimal is a green cigar, the long one.
I wouldn't know that, so, okay, I'll take your word for it. But that's where mine's cut off at. So what happened?
You got okay. I don't know. Get the book. I sent you a scene over from
Urban Millionaire. Oh, wait, hold on. So you going to tell me that they're going to kill? You going to tell me that they're going to kill Anthony, but you're not going to tell me what happened after the damn they rolled up?
Get the book. LavishLife88.com.
That's so dirty.
What about?
And if I think about it a little harder, my feelings is hurt.
We're gonna read the book together.
Go in your Facebook. I sent you a message.
Uh-huh.
Now you got a scene from Urban Millionaires.
Urban Millionaires. Okay, that's the gangster book.
Yes.
Okay, I might disappear for a minute because I think I'm gonna have to read this.
Read that.
I'd rather read the book because, see, I'd be wanting to know more. You ain't trying to tell me.
Read that part, and so you'll see where I'm coming from.
Okay, hold on. Princess also produced a gun as General Seal walked up the steps with one of the, hold on, I can't see, Muftis off the 12-8 and backed General Swole into the, is that a name, General Swole?
Okay, let me get to this. Princess also produced a gun and walked General Swole up the steps with one of the muftees off the 12-8 and backed General Swole into the house where two of his workers sat on the couch playing PlayStation 3. And before they knew what was going on, guns were at their heads. You want me to just do this?
But who's General Swole? See, I'm nosy as shit. Who is General Swole?
Okay. This is a scene inside of the book already. But this is what these are gang ranking gang members in Chicago, and this is how they are ranked. This is how gang members are ranked in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He's a general. The other one is a muftee.
Okay, okay. Got you.
Okay.
So this is the second book, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Now, before they knew what was going on, gone through that one General Seal. Let's see. Once General Seal took all their weapons, he laid all three of them down the stairs and take General Swole to a chair. Then he took the two other brothers into another room and cut their throats. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
General Seal and Mufti Squirt came back out with Princess as Paola came down the steps followed by the Sheik. Paola and General Seal knew who the Sheik was, but he was a new face to Princess. Let me see. And the Mufti. General Seal looked at General Swole and said, "I'm going to ask you once, where is our money, Mo?" Everyone stayed quiet, waiting on General Swole's mouth. Wait a minute. Swole to answer, but he never said a word. So Paola taped General Swole's mouth shut and told Princess to cut off all his clothes as the Sheik handed her a knife which made the knife that Rambo used. Where we at?
See, it ain't that
look
easy.
Look like
cow. I'm
off the messenger too. Princess went to work, and once she was finished, she stepped back and the Sheik looked at her as she nodded her head up and down. The Sheik drove a nail through his toe. He woke up screaming. Wait a minute. The Sheik took a razor and started cutting skin off both of Swole's legs until he lost consciousness. But as soon as the Sheik drove a nail through his toe, he woke up screaming through the tape trying to give the information they asked earlier. But Paola wanted to make sure it was the right information and had the Sheik drive another nail into Swole's other toe, nailing him to the floor. And that's when they really heard that nigga scream. It took 5 minutes before Swole was able to give the location to his girl's house, where he said there was $100,000 and two birds. Mufti Squirt went through his pockets and brought out his keys, telling him to point out the ones they needed to enter his girl's house. Mufti Squirt then left with the brothers they had on standby outside, calling General Seal 40 minutes later, letting him know that they had everything. They had everything, telling him that two kids were with Mo's girl Trina. General Seal knew that Akbar said no witness, so he gave the order, and all three were shot in their head twice, and the house was set on fire. After hanging up, General Seal nodded his head at Paola. Paola walked in front of General Swole and grabbed his dick while the Sheik drove a nail through it and nailed his dick to the chair. Paola waited 10 minutes so he could suffer. She then looked at Princess and delivered Akbar's message to finish what she had started. Princess walked over to soon-to-be late General Swole and put four bullets in his head. Then she watched as Paola cut his throat from ear to ear. Princess then turned her eyes toward the Sheik and watched as a smile came over his face. There was no fire set at General Swole's spot. Examples needed to be made to whoever wanted to be part in robbing Akbar. That whole crew died that night, leaving the North Pole fucked up and the police scratching their heads because there was no evidence left behind. The St. Lover couldn't be found. Of course, if you put St. Lover's body back together after being shredded into a million pieces that were scattered in Chicago and Gary in Indiana, you could find him.
Damn. Okay.
Okay. All right. Stepping into his game right now. He had to step out for a minute. He had a family emergency, but that right there was some treacherous stuff right there.
Right. Yes. Oh man. I'm outside looking at the time. Look over my shoulder.
Girl, look. I'm looking at you. I kept saying,
you know, I'm lying. Wait. Boy, I'm like, damn, why I ain't thinking this shit a long time ago.
He said, put the neck in. Okay. Was it any good? That's a loss of a dick.
It,
wow.
It couldn't have been. It couldn't have been. Damn. He don't need it no more, no way. So,
It's just a freaky man. What about the dick?
Oh, wow. Well, you know what, Mr. Smith? I have definitely enjoyed you in this time that we have spent. Can you guys, any questions for him? Anything you care to discuss about these two books that we have been brought upon?
Well, you know, I know we're going to be writing him back with our self-destruction topic that we're going to have. His life is a book, so we're going to bring him back for that, the rest of the panel, when we discuss, you know, important things about all our people passing away. So we'll get the information over to you. Thank you for coming on. You know, I gave you the topic like an hour ago, and you jumped right on it. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. I definitely enjoyed you. I mean, I had a ball with you today. wow. Okay. So I definitely look forward to working with you more in the future and getting, especially with the self-destruction project that we have going on. That's a very, very important thing, that as far as the ones that's at the table, you know, putting forth effort to make this happen, and it's very important, and it's very important that we actually reach our youth and get that taken care of, and see what it is that we can put a stop to this, and, you know, give the kids that's out here a chance to be kids, you know. So that's like a baby of mine. It's very important to me, and I thank you for being a part of that.
Okay.
We have a lot of ladies coming to us already here. We have a lot of, we joke a lot. We got, you know, Tasty Tuesdays. We got Freaky Friday. We got, you know, Soul Food Sunday. We even got the sports show. But the reason why I'm made and the reason why the show is called Crossover Radio is to get people to a point and say, you know, we all going to laugh, but we owe these children. We've been fought for already. You know, we've been paid for. You know, people from the 60s and the 50s and 40s, they made it so we had a better chance. It's time for us to pay up. And these kids, they
That's
need
right.
it. Like, they are... They have no direction. We have to step up and help save ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely got to save ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to keep listening. We're going to close the show out a little bit. I got some stuff to tell. Let's talk about this public. I want to ask Will, you ever been in a public place having sex? Where we're at?
Yeah. Well, how public is this? I was in prison having sex in a visiting room.
I seen that when I was a kid. You know, I grew up in going to the prison.
Wait. Rewind. Where?
Let me stop. The halfway house. I can't talk in the bathroom. I swear, Jesus helped me.
I was in state jail in the visiting room. Like, when we couldn't go in the bathroom, I used to sit at the back table. My girl would go in the washroom and put a hole in my pants, and shit, I get on my knees and go in.
Oh my goodness.
The sisters would lift themselves up in the back and sit on their husband's lap, and, you know, babies be born. How the baby born? He's been 10 years. That'd be his baby.
The shit you learn. I tell you. Make sure you put that in your book, Key, because you know you love to take shit of mine and put in your book.
You know me, I'm finishing. You know, I'm a good girl. I'm good at it.
Yeah, you good at trying to make people think you're a good girl, but that's neither here nor there. We ain't even going to touch that right there.
Just like
you
candy.
Forget.
It's just like candy. I'm sweet as candy. I know your mouth and your hand.
Lemon heads. You sweet as a lemon head.
Girl, bye.
Damn, lemon head. That's just what you are. You know, that shit don't stay sweet, but for so long.
I'm going to put you in the corner of that daggone limo. I said, you know what? She bigger now. All right. My little sister, you can get that. I can't take you when Jack's talking about sex, though. I can't take it.
Oh, well, hey, it is what it is. Now, like I said before, that was long time ago. I'm a good girl now. I don't do things like that. The dirtiest I will get is reading this book, okay? I'm a good girl, okay?
Really?
We all in agreement to that? I'm a good girl, yes? See? Yes, I'm a good girl. Uh-huh. Nevertheless. But let me go ahead and call it a night.
Make sure
thank you again, Will. Yes, absolutely. And make sure you tune in Tuesday. That's home sweet home for me and O. We're just pimping right now for BU and Miss Dimples. So we're just filling in for them for a couple of weeks. Yeah, they'll be back, and they'll be taking over Freaky Friday, and Home Sweet Home is Tasty Tuesdays for me and O Dunn.
Call in on Sunday, all y'all freaks, come on Sunday, and get y'all blessing on Soulful Sunday, because I'll be in that room, I'll be reading Freaky Friday. Y'all need Jesus, Allah, Buddha, the goddesses. Y'all need everybody over there. I know it's my page, you know, but I be feeling some type of way. I had an aunt say, Keith, I shouldn't come in my page. You got your name. I said, man, that's my name. Them freaks are freaky.
Don't try to deny your child in the pod. You try to deny your kids in the public. Don't even do it. Don't do it. Them your parents.
And my Tasty Tuesdays, my freaks are something else. My freaks are bullying. My freaks are all people paying to bully them, I swear. I'm about to get some insurance.
Yeah.
Yes,
they do.
They
be wilding, but we have a good time. That's the most important part. We try to have fun. I just sit back and laugh at them most of the times. I comment every now and again, but I just sit back. It's like the most part of it is reading the comments and seeing what they're doing next.
Yes.
It's a handful of them, and they always on one. But they give me when I'm at my lowest point, when I just feel like I don't want to be bothered, I go right in that group, and they always give me a laugh all the time.
Don't leave me on the public. Like, I be a doctor walk and I read it. I got the little white ladies reading on my shoulder. I'm like, yo. They think like all black people we just have sex, I swear. Like rabbits.
But the fucking monkeys.
But look. But they be asking me, can I get on your page? I said, we discriminate, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Exactly. And you are now, whether or not you like it, Will, you are now part of the Freaky family, so welcome.
I'm telling you.
Welcome.
All right.
All right. So let's go ahead and wrap this up.
You're calling in. Thank you for calling in. We don't have. Oh, this is Freaky Friday. So we used to have a award for the freakiest person on the group. We'll bring that back next week when VU and Miss Dimples come back. But you know, like I said, to next Friday, keep your freak on.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. And talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, good night. I love your face. You love the taste.